Brandon Cooks.
This is earlier than other years.
Oh, I see. I mean, thanks for trying to get him to.
Camera's good? Yeah. All right. Oz?
Okay. A 9-month process that led us to the pick tonight. I know we got better as a football team because of the way CJ plays, but I really know we got better as an organization because of the person that he is. He's been a guy. It's very few people can be a 2-time captain at the university. We're just excited to have him. I think when he gets here, I think what he brings as a player and as a person that each and every fan in Baltimore, his teammates, and all of us that work for the Ravens are going to be very proud. We worked the phones. There were some calls while we were on the clock. By the time we got to 6 minutes, there were no calls. And we're just elated to have C.J. Mosley as a part of our football team. Coach?
Really not much more to add other than he's a really good fit for our football team and for our defense. He's a good fit from the standpoint of the position he plays and how he plays the game. And I think he's a really good fit for our personality as a team and an organization. You're going to love him. You're going to love his work ethic. You're going to love his personality. He's going to be here Monday ready to go to work. I think he's a football player first and foremost, and he's really excited to be a Raven.
He's a fast, instinctive, tough, smart, productive playmaker, and people always ask about best available play, what that means. He was the best available player on our board, and he would have been the best available player on our board at 10. I mean, we think he's a great football player, and we're very excited to get him. Coaches are excited. Scouts are very excited. It's a win-win.
Joe?
Yeah, just echo that. Scouts are pumped, and a guy that came out of the fall with high grades, a guy who stayed up there throughout the process. Everyone who looked at him enjoyed watching him, had fun watching him, and thinks he's going to fit in great. I'm looking forward to seeing him out here.
Ozzie, how confident are you that he's sound enough physically to step in and play right away as a top pick should?
Well, I mean, we put players through the process from a medical standpoint as well as a film evaluation, and it's no question in my mind that he's going to be ready to play from day one. The day he gets here on Monday, he'll be ready to go out there and start to prepare himself to get ready for our first game against Cincinnati.
So, Ozzie, you said that you had some calls.
Yes.
Were you, because of how you had Mosley so highly rated, were you at any point interested in moving back at all?
Well, oh, yeah, we always have interest of moving back. But we basically, we talked about it early this afternoon that in order to move back and to get back to where we've been picking for the last 5 years, that I plan on be picking back into that part of the country again next year, that it would take a significant trade for us to do it. There were some offers, but nothing came close to what we felt like the value was for us to move back that far.
Ozzie, CJ was saying that he was told that the tackle went to Dallas, Zach Martin, that was some consideration. How much was he someone that you had rated very highly as well?
Zach? Well, the board was stacked very well. And all of the players that went before us are players that we would have considered at the 17th pick.
Good. There was some people would say that safety was a big need for this team. Was there any consideration of with Clinton Dix as well? Was it close at all with Mosley, or was Mosley your clear cut pick for that?
CJ was the clear cut guy at that pick.
John, CJ talked about his versatility, that he felt like he played inside and outside at Alabama. Do you see that on tape? Do you see him able to play a number of different positions?
Well, yeah, I think if you look at their defense, he's talking about different fronts they're in. So when they get into a 4-3 front, you know, he's usually always off the ball for the most part. He can play on the edge. He can rush. He can do some of those things. But in our defense, I think you define him as an inside linebacker. You know, he's going to be in the positions that that Daryl, that Arthur, you know, Josh, you've seen those guys play here. So Of course, you know, Ray. I mean, it's those positions inside and off the ball in our defense.
Ozzie, Joe, Eric, you guys watch so much tape and watched him in person. When you watch Mosley, what one or two characteristics set him apart and made him that guy at that position at that pick?
Smart, very smart, relentless player, fast, always involved, you know, can play the run, can play the pass, should be a great special teams guy for us if we need him to do that. Just a relentless, smart, tough football player.
Ozzie, you know, I asked about the Alabama history in the draft press conference. I'm not going there right now, but a seminal moment where it clicked for you and you said, this is our guy. If he's available, this is our guy.
We worked the process throughout tonight. And, you know, as the picks started to come off the board, we stand there and we mark them down. And then we started looking at, well, we knew we were going to have the opportunity to get these three players, okay? And then another one goes. So what happens is when we got to that, our pick, when we went on the clock, the phones was ringing, okay? And we were taking all the calls. And when we knew we had a player that was rated higher than where he was getting picked, but we were wanting to accept all the calls and see if we could get a bonanza. That bonanza never came. You know, then the phone stopped ringing, and at that point, we called CJ.
Mosley is your first inside linebacker drafted since Ray in your first year.
We drafted in the first round. Yeah, okay.
Harrison's made of it. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to say he's the next Ray Lewis, obviously, but when you guys watch tape and talk to him, did you see any Ray Lewis-type ability or qualities that stood out?
They both play inside linebacker. I mean, I would never want anyone, nor would CJ, to have to come in here and try to be the next Ray Lewis. He needs to be CJ Mosley for our football team for us to be successful.
Joe, you sort of gave a passionate defense of certain Alabama players at the luncheon. You guys talked a lot about his character and stuff. What sort of impression did he make on you when you guys met with him when he visited here?
He's all ball. He's passionate about the game. He's a great worker. You go into Alabama and you talk about their players, each individual player, and he's the one guy that you can't find anyone say anything negative about. I mean, just how reliable, accountable, dependable he is on and off the field. And then you watch the film, and he's instinctive. He's tough. He uses his hands well. He gets off blocks. He takes on guys. He covers versus the pass. So he's just a real fun guy to evaluate, and I know our scouts enjoyed watching him and doing him throughout the whole process, and we're pumped to have him. So, you know, you just see it all, and you feel good about him.
Are they going to take away your Auburn card?
They might. They might. Greg Robinson's a good player, too.
John, you re-signed Daryl Smith this offseason. You invested a second-round pick in Arthur Brown last year. How do you see CJ kind of fitting into that inside linebacker competition?
Right. Well, you know, he fits into the inside linebacker competition really well. You know, he bolsters us. He bolsters our group there. He makes us better, and that's what you try to do. So I think we've got a number of guys in there that can play. We've been practicing now, if you can call it that, in phase two for this last week. And it's been fun watching those guys out there. The thing that you notice, though, there's not many of them. You know, they're all good players, but we need a few more of those guys. So adding CJs, it fills a real need for us, and I think it's going to make us a lot better on defense, however he ends up fitting in, and it will be competition.
CJ said there are no red flags with his injury history, but just based on how he checked out, were there any concerns with his injuries?
Well, I mean, we put everybody through the process as far as the medical, and then at the end of the day, our doctors come in and give us a grade, and once we get the grade, it determines whether they're draftable enough for us, and he was very draftable.
Eric, by the time you came down here, there's probably 12, 13 picks still left, but how is what's happened so far, what's transpired on the board? First of all, is there any big surprises to you? And second of all, how is it sort of set up for you guys filling a lot of needs on day two?
Well, I think, you know, this board, it reminds me of the 2011 draft when it kind of came off as we had it, you know, very clean off the board, pretty much that we could predict for the most part who was going to get picked. It might have been one or two picks that were kind of surprising. But I think, you know, looking at tomorrow, we like the board quite a bit. We'll go back tonight after this and get together as a staff and talk about all the different things. We'll tweak the board. You know, we're probably not going to draft an inside linebacker tomorrow at pick 48. So we'll tweak the board. We'll make some adjustments. We'll take those players probably out of that range in the second round and just, you know, just change it a little bit. But we love the board. We feel really good about the process. We got a lot of guys to pick from tomorrow. And we've had a lot of success the last few years in the second round. Guys have fallen to us, and we're excited about that. And we like to see what happens.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.